Hey everyone, I'm your host Jibo, and this is a follow-up to the secret symbolism of Hollywood Exposed. From Melissa Barrera and Sophie Marceau, to Michael Fassbender and Neil Gaiman, from Ronan Rubinstein and John Hurt, to Chris Pine and Diane Kruger, from Dick Clark and Ivan Sanchez, all the way to Annabelle Wallace, Luis de Funes, Bill Milner, and Charlie Heaton. From Alicia Debneb Carey doing it multiple times, to Chris Hemsworth doing the same. Finally, we have James McAvoy doing it multiple times, as well as Donald Wolfit in an old movie called Blood of the Vampire. From Giancarlo Esposito to Matthew Modane, from Charlie Cox to Andrew Garfield, from Jeremy Irving to Lila Bechti. Finally, we have Amy Poehler doing the same. From Angelina Jolie to Alexa Chung. From Jean-Louis Trintignant to Jude Law. From John David Washington to Anthony Hopkins. From Francis Berland to Tom Hanks. From Sullivan Stapleton to Richard Gere. Finally, we have Pierre Richard, who does it multiple times. From Kate McKinnon to Tommy Lee Jones. From Rasa Hadia to Phil Jupitus. Why does Emily Wickersham show this hand sign as well as the vow of silence? Is it the same reason Cillian Murphy, who shows this hand sign twice, does the same? From Caleb Landry Jones to Cameron Boyce. From Cameron Diaz to Cara Delving. From Carey Mulligan to Carlo Verdon. From Carol Channing to Carol Lombard. From Carolyn Taylor to Carrie Fisher. From Cary Grant to Cassie Scirbo. From Kate Blanchett to Cedric Yarbrough. From Chantel Houghton to Charlize Theron. From Charlotte Rampling to Chloe Bennett. From Chloe Grace Moretz to Chris Evans. From Chris Hemsworth to Chris Pine. From Chris Pratt to Christian Bale. From Christina Milian to Christina Ricci. From Christopher Waltz to Christopher Maloney. From Clara Bow to Connor Jessup. From Craig Frank to Daisy Ridley. From Dakota Fanning to Dakota Johnson. From Denaya Ramirez to Daniel Brühl. From Daniel Gillies to Daniel Kaluuya. From Daniela Bobadilla to David Duchovny. From Demi Moore to Dennis Hopper. From Denzel Washington to Diane Guerrero. From Diane Kruger to Don Cheadle. From Donnie Wahlberg to Douglas Spearman. From Dove Cameron to Drew Barrymore. From Dustin Hoffman to Eddie Redmayne. From Edward Norton to Eliza Taylor. From Ellie Fanning to Emma Roberts. From Emma Thompson to Emma Watson. From Eric Andre to Eric Blore.
from Eva Green to Eva Longoria, from Evan Peters to Gerard Butler. Finally, we have Jeff Goldblum, Michael C. Hall, and Simon Baker. From Charlie Sheen to Christopher Abbott, from Christos Loulis to Claire Grogan, from Dane DeHaan to Daniel Brühl, from Daniel Craig to Daniel Radcliffe, from David Giontoli to David Mazzos, from David Montalvo to David Tennant, from Diane Keaton to Donald Sutherland. Finally, we have Elijah Wood, who does it over and over again. From John Leguizamo to Brad Pitt, from Charlie Day to Harry Shum Jr., from Jason Bateman to Steven Yeun, from Lee Pace to Song Seung-hyun, from Nick Zano to Rick Mahal, from Kristen Ritter to Bob Odenkirk and Bryan Cranston. Finally, we have Paul Mescal doing it over and over again. Martin Scorsese, who I showed earlier for having the one eye shown, directed a movie called Killers of the Flower Moon, in which Robert De Niro and Leonardo DiCaprio played roles in. Here you can see Martin Scorsese and Robert De Niro showing the Masonic hand sign on different occasions. Leonardo DiCaprio, who shows the one eye, is no different. What I'm trying to tell you should already be clear without even saying it. Here are some photos from the set of that movie I was just speaking on. As you can see, there is a clear Masonic connection. Could this be the secret Martin Scorsese as well as Leonardo DiCaprio both know about? Robert De Niro, who shows the one eye, leads me to believe so. Anna Kendrick starred in a music video for LCD Sound System called Pow Wow, where she cast spells on unsuspecting men. As you can see, when she cast a spell, you see the all-seeing eye with the triangle around it. She does this again to two more men, and each time you see something similar. The second time you see a Freemasonic square and compass, while on the third you see another all-seeing eye. The three men she casted spells on then all walk into a Masonic lodge where you can see a businessman, a soldier, and a police officer all connected to Freemasonry. They then walk towards the light while on the checkerboard as the other men who were there before them look at them. The Grand Master at this lodge can be seen showing one eye. Anna Kendrick doing this hand sign should make what I just showed you easily understandable. Bill Cosby, who shows the one eye, starred in a movie where he had a Freemasonic cap on with an all-seeing eye, known as a fez. Bill Cosby throws this hand sign up, as well as Terry Crews. Christopher Walken, who played in a movie where he had an all-seeing eye as a hat, did the same hand sign on a magazine cover. Does this triangle that we see Terry Crews showing relate to the sign associated to Freemasonry? Christopher Walken doing it as well leads me to believe so. Is this the big secret? Why did Nicolas Cage, who starred in a movie called National Treasure with an all-seeing eye as the cover, have his gravestone as a pyramid? Surely there's more than meets the eye here. Again, does this hand sign relate to the big secret? Why did Tim Allen post these two pictures on social media? I'm asking because he can be seen with Tom Hanks, who seemingly in this picture with Tim shows the Masonic hand sign. Why did Tom Hanks' son Chet have this as a tattoo on his chest? Why did comedian Sam Hyde post a video recently on his Instagram where he can be seen showing this hand sign? I mean, seriously, why is this everywhere? From Tyler Perry to Dominic Cooper. From Jonathan Majors to Will Poulter. Finally, we have Steve Harvey and Damson Idris doing the same. Remember how I showed William Dafoe in a previous part for doing this hand sign? Well, here he is doing it again. Colton Haynes is no different, as he can be seen doing the same. From Ingen Akurek to Adam Driver, who I've shown before, doing it 4 more times.
Movies like Sons of the Desert show Freemasonic symbolism. From Ghost of Mississippi to Bang Bang You're Dead. From Gettysburg to Aaron Brockovich. From Death of a Salesman to Dance of the Dead. From Chan is Missing to Can't Hardly Wait. From Hollywood Homicide to Keeping in Shape. From The Apocalypse Watch to Face. Finally, we have The Da Vinci Code with Tom Hanks. In the movie Lage Odor, you see a Freemasonic certificate. In Anatomy, you see the same type of design shown with more symbolism. In The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, you see the same type of stuff. From Ant Bully to Arachnophobia. From Dolores Claiborne to Fargo. From Death Note to Aliens. From Flushed Away to American Gangster. From Tombstone to Murder by Decree. From Into the Wild to Bad Boys 2. From Domino to both Librarian movies showing it. In National Treasure, starring Nicolas Cage, who I mentioned earlier, you see a bunch of Freemasonic signs and symbols, making this hand sign I've shown much more questionable. Remember how I showed you Robert De Niro and Leonardo DiCaprio doing the same hand sign earlier while showing a film they were starring in called Killers of the Flower Moon? Well, listen to what Robert De Niro says in the film.
I am a 32nd degree Mason.
Why is this symbolism everywhere? Here's a real Master Mason certificate. In the films Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries, Inspector Morse, Passport to Pimlico, and Doctor Who, you all see the same. In Peggy Sue Got Married, you see Freemasonic symbolism. In the film Prisoners, Jake Gyllenhaal can be seen wearing a Freemasonic ring, who does this hand sign I've been mentioning. In the movie Rosewood, it's no different, with Masonic signs being scattered all throughout the film, making it obvious that this is intentional. From Sands of Oblivion to Overboard. From Murder at the Gallop to Lonely Hearts. From The Majestic to Lone Star. In True Grit, you see Masonic symbolism. From What Planet Are You From to We Own the Night. From Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps to What's Eating Gilbert Grape. From Tooth Fairy to Silent Hill Revelation 3D. From State of Play to Sabotage. From Unstable Fables, Three Pigs and a Baby to U-Turn. From Shoot 'Em Up to They All Laughed. Finally, we have the man who would be king. In the movie Mad Max, you see Masonic symbolism, in which Mel Gibson starred in, who can be seen showing this hand sign. In The Man, you see a Masonic ring, and Samuel L. Jackson starred in this movie, who does this hand sign as well. In Miami Vice, Jamie Foxx, who played in the movie, is outside of a Scottish Rite temple, who has also been pictured doing this hand sign. In the movie The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, starring Johnny Depp, you see Masonic signs and symbols. Not to mention the movie From Hell, in which Johnny Depp is surrounded by Freemasons. You can see by these pictures alone how much was in this movie, and how intentional it all was. Johnny Depp is no stranger to this hand sign I've been bringing up, which makes you truly wonder, what does all of this mean? And why is it, as I had said earlier, everywhere?
Why does Michaela Cole post the one eye on her Instagram? Does it relate to this hand sign that she posts as well? Why is this everywhere, and what's the big secret?
Does Emma Watson, who I've shown before doing the one eye over and over again, know? Her doing this hand sign 3 different times makes me believe so. As I always ask, what's the big secret?
Daniel Radcliffe doing the sign over and over again, as well as the one eye, makes me believe that this is all related to it.
is the big secret relating to Freemasonry, because the robes that were used in the Harry Potter films resemble Demolay robes, which is a group a part of Freemasonry. Why is Julianne Moore, who I've shown before doing this hand sign, doing it again? Does it relate to the big secret? Is this why Sophie Cookson does the hand sign too? And remember Adam Driver, who promotes the one eye, as well as this hand sign I've shown before? Well, here he is doing it again. I mean, seriously, what's the big secret? Why does Bill Pullman do this hand sign? Kinda like Jonah Hill, who does it in this interview with Howard Stern.
Why is Scorsese so good? Explain it to me, who is a novice.
It's, you like chess, right?
Yes.
Okay, so imagine if you can make the most complex chess move with no clock.
He's conveniently talking about director Martin Scorsese, who I've documented in a previous part for doing the same hand sign. This makes this clip of Jonah Hill a lot more significant. Why does Tyrese Gibson do the same hand sign? Not to mention this triangle one that I've been bringing up. In the same interview you just saw Jonah Hill doing this hand sign in, he also did this one right after. Why is this everywhere? And why is it always together? Remember Tom Felton, who I showed before for doing this hand sign? Well, he does the one eye on multiple occasions, as well as this hand sign two more times. Making me wonder, as I always ask, what's the big secret? Why does Brie Larson do the same? Does Lena Waithe know? With all of this being shown and said, I'm your host, Jibo. And this has been The Secret Symbolism of Hollywood Exposed.
Till it's gone. Oh, oh, till it's gone. Oh, oh, till it's gone. Oh, what can I do if I do till it's gone?